Shake it, shake it, how I'll back it.
Kitchen motors! I wait every day for the salesman to come around. He brings me electricity to run the motors. I need my motors,
lot of people say, I kind of wish you were less cuckoo.
a pretty goose for you.
And a pretty racing car.
Did I do that already? I had a sticky on my computer.
Starbucks building, and everyone started collapsing. And with Steve on, he said, okay, you slipped into the future. He said, ask about the special, because it's donut day.
Thank you. I'll try anything once, me. Except bestiality. And maybe Morris dancing. Yeah, I'll try and give them a swirl. Now, round here where I live, everyone's heard of Jason Locke. He'd just done a 5-stretch farm robbery, been out less than 24 hours. Mr. D, who knew him from before, had asked me to drive him about for a few days, so I said, yeah, sure.
Coming around now, my love.
Check it, how I wreck it.
Yeah, I got it.
I'm gonna rip the mic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fucking it like this. My back, y'all. To the ladies, zigzag around with my pants. The floor and it's shaking like an earthquake. Human mind when I come around like
check it out.
Then my soul coming out. Got to go, so conduct the rhythm. Potion, both the body motion. So don't stop the dance. There's no scanner. I can get a check back. We handle that. Your head. Oh. I got so many with flow. So. It's over. Now get wrote this shit. I got the away. Get on the scale. Who the N-U-Z-O? All the level conflicts that blame the sneers and the flam about the jam. Yes, the party, we got the party, so it's basically soup. Yes, the party up in our 30s, girlies with big booties. I'm getting everybody, yeah. When you're looking at me,
have you ever seen a successful person?
Records. I can distinctly recall many of the songs that I heard during those times, including this one. I first became a professional entertainer while still in high school.
Physically, like I said, just nobody's getting no sleep.
Ceremony every year. We had it, and everyone from miles around came in for it. Cousins, aunts, uncles, and the kids, grandmothers, grandfathers, everyone. And we set it up around this big natural pool with pine trees and palm trees. All the trees were there. We had thousands of these big urns, you know the kind. And everyone would dance and sing, and it lasted for 3 days. Everyone cooked and looked forward to it all the year. Well, one year we were in the middle of it, and I was just a boy at the time. Anyway, it was evening, and suddenly a whole lot of tigers came in. I don't know where they came from. They rushed in, snarling, knocked over all the urns, and it was really a mess. Well, we spent the whole next year rebuilding everything, but in the middle of the ceremony, the next time, the same thing happened. These tigers rushed in again and broke everything and then went back into the mountains. This must have gone on for 4 or 5 years this way, rebuilding, and then the tigers would come and break everything. We were getting used to it. Finally, we had a meeting and decided to make this tigers part of the ceremony. You know, to expect them, we began to put food in the urns so the tigers would have something to eat. Not much at first, you know, crackers, things like that. Then later we put more food until finally we were saving our food all year for the tigers. Then one year the tigers didn't come. They never came back.